Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. God bless you. Come on in. Come on in, people of God. We're excited. We are excited. Amen. We are actually live on tonight, and we're getting ready to join these services. Amen. Here at the Body of Christ Jesus Church, located in Port St. Joe, Florida. Amen. We had a change of location due to COVID. Amen. We're not at the Temple of Refuge. Amen. But we are here at the Body of Christ Jesus Church in Port St. Joe, Florida, with Pastor Wilhelmina Williams. Amen. And services have already convened. Glory to God. So we want you, amen, to just hold tight, amen, as we, amen, go, amen, into the service of the Lord. Listen, while you are here, we want you to go ahead and invite a couple of people. Tell them to come on in. Tell them to come on in and bring this service on in with us on tonight. Amen. Tell them to come on in, people of God. Tell them to come on in. Amen. We're expecting great things on tonight. Amen. We just believe God. Amen. We just believe God. Amen. That there. Amen. That God has a blessing for you on tonight. Amen. So go ahead and invite someone to come in. Invite someone to come on in with you on tonight. Amen. Invite them to come on in. Amen. Tell them to come on in. Glory be to God. Amen. While we, amen, we are, amen. Glory be to God. While we are, amen, getting ready to, amen, approach the service on tonight. Glory to God again. We want you to go ahead and tell somebody to come on in. Invite them to come on in. Yes, invite them to come on in. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Happy New Year to you. Happy, happy, happy New Year to each and every one of you on tonight. Amen. Happy New Year. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We're excited. We're getting ready to cross over together. Yay! Hallelujah. Amen. As the scriptures say, here the two. Amen. We have made it to this point. Amen. And I don't know about you, but I am excited. Amen. I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm excited. Amen. About what God is about to do. Amen. With us here on tonight. Amen. Again, go ahead, people of God, go ahead and invite someone to come on in. Invite someone to come on in. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. Invite them to come on in, people of God. Invite them to come on in. We're going to be here for a while. Amen. Get your praise ready. Glory to God. Get your praise ready. Get your prayer ready. Amen. Glory to God. Get your pen, your pencil, your paper. Glory to God. Get ready on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Get ready on tonight. Amen. As we prepare, amen, to join the services here at the Body of Christ Jesus Church in Port St. Joe, Florida. Amen. Glory to God. So come on in. Come on in. Come on in. Amen. Come on in. Come on in. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. Come on in. Come on in. Come on in. Amen. Come on in. We are here. We're here. We're here. Amen. At the Body of Christ Jesus Church on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We're preparing to go into the services on tonight. Amen. Jesus, glory to God, as we're making our final connections. Amen. So we just want to ask on tonight. Amen. Glory to God, either Minister Emmanuel or Minister Ali, amen, if you just come over and greet the people on tonight, amen. We're making our final connections on tonight. Glory to God. Just greet the people, amen. Last greeting of 2021, amen. Jesus, getting ready to go into 2022, amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. So if you would, amen, glory be to God, if you would, come on over. Amen. Either or both. Amen. Come over on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Minister Emmanuel. Amen. If you would come over. Amen. Looks like we have you unmuted if you're able to. Amen. I realize that several of our advisors are as well. Amen. In their local assemblies on tonight. Amen, Jesus. But if you are able to, Amen. We love for you too. Amen. Otherwise, people of God, if you just hold on a minute, amen, as we approach and get ready to go into the service on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord, people of God. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody.
No longer being recorded.
Everybody ought to praise the Lord. Amen. God has been good to us.
The recording has started.
Down through the years, God has been mighty good to us. Amen. All the way down to 2021, down to the last couple hours, the Lord has been mighty good to us. Amen. The song comes to my mind. It says, millions didn't make it, but I was one who did. Amen. And you, amen, if you're still alive today, you got that same testimony. You can say millions didn't make it, but I was one who did. Glory be to God. And we give God all the praise. We give God all the glory. How the Lord has brought us this far, down to a close of another year. This year has been a trying year, but yet this year has been a blessed year. Amen. We're still alive. We're still walking with the Lord. Amen. We're still here. So, amen, it couldn't be that bad. Amen. A lot of people, amen, amen, have suffered a lot worse than we have. But thanks be to God, we made it with the help of the Lord. And I don't know about you, but I'm so glad. Amen. He didn't have to do it, but he did. And truly, I am so glad, amen, that he did. Amen. And our future, amen, it looks brighter. Amen. Our future, amen, with Jesus is our future. He holds my future because he lives. Amen. Life is worth the living because Jesus lives. Amen. So we're just looking to have a grand time tonight. Amen. In this watch night service. Amen. Where we, amen, pray the old year out. Amen. And we rejoice. Amen. And embrace the new year. Amen. And not only just embrace the new year, but amen, promises of God. Amen. We're standing on the promises of God. Amen. They're carrying over from the old year to the new year. That's the only thing I want to bring over is the promises of God. The same promises that he made to me in 2021. Amen. I know the same promises he's going to keep and fulfill in 2022 if the Lord shall say the same. Amen. So we're looking to the Lord tonight. Amen. We're thanking him. We're praising him. Amen. Why don't you get your praise on tonight? Amen. Why don't you, amen, put on the garment of praise tonight? Amen. And lift your hands in spite of it all. Amen. Gather enough strength, amen, to say, thank you, Lord. Amen. My good outweigh my bad. Out of all that I've been through this year, amen, I'm still holding on. Glory be to God. And that's enough to rejoice about. That's enough to give God the praise. Amen. So we're definitely looking forward to having a grand time in the Lord. Thank God, amen, for this being a live broadcast. Amen. With the other saints. Amen. We may not be in person in the service with them, but thank God we're here on the line, amen, to be a part of this new year, amen, service, watch night service, where we could gather in his name together, amen, and be it 2021 goodbye, amen, all the cares in 2021, we're going to wave them goodbye, goodbye 2021, everything that happened to us in 2021 is gone, it's going to be gone, amen, we're going to usher in a brand new year. Amen, a fresh anointing, a new beginning, a new start. Amen, deeper depths and higher heights in the Lord. Amen, I'm looking to go higher in the Lord. How about you tonight? Amen, I'm looking, amen, to go forward in the Lord because he is our future. Amen, the Lord is your future. Amen, everything is going to be all right. Amen. So we just praise God for each one of you. We thank you for coming to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Watch night service. We pray that your worship experience will be, amen, an awesome one. We pray, amen, that you're going to be blessed. Amen. In fact, we know, amen, you're going to be blessed. You on this journey with us, we have no doubt about it. as the Lord is going to, amen, bless your soul. Amen. Right here on the Prayer News Network Global. So we greet you in the name of the Lord. Amen. We welcome you, amen, to the Prayer News Network Watch Night Service. We encourage you, as before stated, amen. You know other people that are not going to be in service. Encourage them to come on, get on the line with us and worship the Lord. Why? Because we all got something to give God thanks for. Amen. And everything, give thanks. He says, oh, amen. Let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord. And that's what we come to do tonight, is to give God praise and to give God glory. Amen. So we praise God. Amen. Not sure if our host is ready. Amen. Back in position. Amen. But we thank God. Amen. Millions didn't make it, but we were the ones who did. Amen. That's enough to thank God for. Amen. God, amen. He left us here for a reason and a purpose, and we got to work out our purpose. Amen. For the Lord. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. So we just love the Lord today. Amen. Thank God for being saved. Thank God for, amen, yet having the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Thank God for sanctification through the Word of God. Amen. We're clean through the Word of God. Amen. That's what cleanses us. Amen. The baths and the showers, that only cleanses the outward. But it's the Word of God, amen, that washes in the precious blood of Jesus. Amen. And Jesus said, you're clean through my words. Amen. We're clean through the Word of God. Amen. How many of you know that we could not made it without the Lord? Amen. We can't make it without his Word. Amen. We need the Word of God. Amen. And more so now, we need the Word of God. Each and every moment of our lives, amen, we need God's Word. His Word is a living organism. His Word lives in our soul. It lives in us. It becomes alive. Even in our natural life, the Word of God becomes alive in our souls. Amen. And we can stand on God's promises. Amen. That's why I said, amen, over, amen, going out of this old year. But the promises of God are carrying over into the new year. And we are standing on the promises of God that will never give away. Glory be to God. His promises, amen, will never, never, ever give away. Amen. So people of God, let's look forward. Amen. Hold your head up. Amen. Speak life. Amen. In this new year, speak faith and speak life over every situation. Amen, that's going to try to come up against us. Amen, speak the Word of God. Amen, speak over yourself. Amen, and tell yourself, I'm going to make it with the help of the Lord. Amen, I can, amen, do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Amen, and God is the source of our strength. Amen, and he's going to strengthen us because his grace is sufficient and his strength is made perfect, even in weakness. So we thank God, amen, for this opportunity. We thank you, amen, amen, Prayer News Network family. Amen. We thank you for giving us the opportunity to minister to you all year long. Amen. We thank you for being, amen, faithful supporters of the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Thank you. Many of you have been there from start, amen, even up to this present night. Amen. Faithfully tuning in, supporting the broadcast. Amen. And we just take time out to say thank each and every one of you. Amen. To all our Blog Talk Radio listeners, thank God for each one of our Blog Talk Radio listeners. Thank God for our international listeners, those, amen, that are charming in from other countries, amen, amen, other parts of the world. Thank God, amen, for connecting us together, amen, on this Prayer News Network. This is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. Amen. We thank each and every one of you, amen, for your prayers, your support, amen, even in this line. Thank God for all my Facebook listeners, those that, amen, charming and listening by faith, the way of Facebook. Amen. We thank God, amen, for you. Thank God for all your comments that you leave. Thank God for all your prayers. Amen. Thank God for each one of you, amen, being a witness and telling other people about this Prayer News Network line. Amen. We just want to say thank you for allowing us to come into your homes, your cars, your workplaces, amen, wherever, amen, to minister unto you. Amen. We thank God, amen, for the opportunity, amen, this great opportunity that God has given us, amen, to minister to each and every one of you global, amen, from all around the world, state to state, city to city, country to country. God is great and greatly to be praised. So we say thank you, and we look forward to, amen, continuously serving you and ministering to you in this upcoming new year, if the Lord shall say the same. Pray for us. Amen, as we pray for you. Amen. We're excited tonight, Evangelist. Amen, yes. About the service of the Lord. Amen, yes. That's taking place right now. Back Amen. Into your hands, woman of God. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, man of God. God bless you on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. I just believe all systems says go now. Amen. So we give God thanks. We do give God praise again. Amen. Thank God for all of our advisors, amen, on the line, our leaders on the line on tonight, amen. So as we convene, amen, we'll have a brief moment of silence, but in that silence, we want you to go ahead now and invite someone else to come in, amen. Glory to God. God bless you. Enjoy the service on the night, amen. Participate, get involved, amen. Glory to God, because we just believe, amen, there's a 2022 blessing waiting for you. Amen. While we have the brief silence, amen, we want you to go ahead and invite someone, one or two, three, four, five people to come on the line with you on tonight. God bless you. We love you. Amen. Thank God for you.
No. What is that for? that that's going to be a slap. Somebody say amen. Why y'all ain't saying amen? Come on. I like what Pastor Finnett said. She did not have to ask about it. Can you do this teach that? Somebody ought to be called for Pastor. What you want me to do? As long as we get in here, and I live an hour and 45 minutes from here, I should never worry about how this place goes. Somebody say amen. Because if you love God, you'll love His house. Somebody say amen.
Right.
And you won't bless me. I'm going to tell God about all your blessings. And y'all don't do right by the side. Don't get it together. We don't have no dirty house. If you hold it on your house, you will be
clean.
If you hold it in your yard, your stuff will be clean. Your car will not be all over. Your business, your car will not be clean. Why y'all ain't saying that? My husband told his son, he took the men together on Monday night, every 12 years on Monday. He told him, he said, listen, y'all men should make y'all wives feel that they are secure. Say every night, here you need to take her car, fill her car up, make sure it's clean, and she got a full tank of gas. That's what wife will do. I said, have a thank you. Ride their car to the service station, fill it up, bring it back to them. Why y'all ain't saying nothing, brother?
Yeah, right.
I said, that is okay, and my son, the baby boy, went home, feeling his wife's collar. That lady was so happy. He came back and said, oh, she was so happy. She was so excited. So you know what? He cheated you off. You done took my car, filled it up, brought it to me. Come on. And it's clean. He told every now and then that you do that. If you don't do it every time, boy, come back to me and get some help. I'm talking about unity. Somebody say amen. I thought that's a good thing. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
So he had somebody over the other day. He prayed for somebody to clean four walls. I said, thank the Lord. All of them. My eyes were in. Four walls. I said, he's going to do three. No, he's going to do all four. The only thing is, he made it to the gas. That was his kid. Is that? I told him I drove him to Mercedes and I said, I put too much gas on him. Yeah, why you ain't used it. Because he never did, don't let you have beef and start driving. Yeah, this is all right. But the people draw freaky. I'm just a regular. Something with a regular. My Cadillac ride regularly, I'm going to get gas. $7 gas on 3,085 cents. For free, I ain't ready for keeping me up here. I keep driving that chair. Wait till the gas go down. All I'm telling y'all, I'm just telling y'all, you gotta treat each other right. The family is suffering now because there's so much unstable. And now this all-planners and lifestyle is teaching children to love the same sex and be involved. So these people are adopted children. But guess what? They teach them love, but they teach them that amen, that love is not of God. You understand? They teach them, sometimes people know how to treat each other. But it's not for God ordained. God never ordained two women to get married and two men to get married.
Right.
God ordained husband and wife. And guess what? The children are watching husbands and wives. Step up to the plate, brother. You should be the priest of your home. Leave the family church. And half of the men stay home from church. How you going to do that? Most women in the church are the men don't think they need to be here. That ain't God.
Right.
You're supposed to be the example of what is supposed to be in the house. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
I know y'all want to do this, but it's every so often you need to find what I'm talking
about. That's right.
That's what's missing.
Right.
We don't forgot our role in the kingdom. We don't forgot, amen, praise God, the stability that we should have and the love that should be exemplified in the saints. We don't all run a house of life, but we should have all things in common.
That's right.
We should have all things in common when it comes to the righteousness of God. Our children, what we teach and what we learn, amen, it should be instilled in our children. turn on more work to God now. Because you know what, they got so many things to pull them and lure them away from God. But it's your job and your responsibility to teach them Christ.
That's right.
Somebody say amen. It's your responsibility. And now we're in a situation where our world has changed. The culture has changed. What was the normal for husband and wife, it has become abnormal because people are doing this, walking in their own lust and their own lasciviousness.
Yes.
And they call it right, wrong, and wrong. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? The righteousness of God is few people now that's holding us on to the lust they have. I'm talking about the standard of holiness.
Yes, yes.
And I'll be honest. I was shocked during the Christmas holiday to see where the people that took the house of God and to the recreation. How was I done?
Jesus.
In church. All of you, everything moved out. The pastor, why? They got on their pajamas in the church.
Jesus.
Y'all know this. In the church. Y'all didn't hear it. And all the tables, bed clothing, all the blankets, table with food, and all of the whole church is dismantled. And the women got on the pajamas, and the saints got on the pajamas, and the children got on the pajamas. And they had a nerve to put it on Facebook. You know why? Because now the Bible said they sat down to eat and they rose up to play. And what is happening now? You can't get prayer in the house because people that lay the house of God are entertainment to them. I tell y'all, they had the movie screen. They saw a movie screen pop on in their pajamas. Do you know what I'm
telling you? Jesus.
In the church, it's one thing if you got a lot of prayer and you didn't go nowhere, but in the house of the Lord,
Jesus.
This is I was out of because the leaders was in the city. The pastor wife got a husband. When we have a shedding, we don't bring killers and brethren. I told y'all this ain't no sleepover. That's one thing. You got to tell us what y'all need, don't we? Yeah. We think about it. I think it's too bad. We got some pillars where you live.
Yeah.
But we surely got no pillars and blankets where you sleep. But the shedding is not a sleepover. It's a praise all night.
Yes.
I don't know that.
Yes.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Now, we ain't serving no coffee and donuts. If y'all want some, get out there and see what. If y'all want to get y'all no coffee and donuts, I'll get some now. Y'all be trying to break down some more, break down old things. I know y'all don't want no coffee and no donuts. Y'all be hitting some so bad. What? If I had coffee and donuts, we'll be about three of us.
Oh, Jesus.
So y'all leaving. I ain't getting no help. I searched all the children, but I'm searching they stuff. My daughter said, Mom, sometimes I said it, maybe you can serve breakfast. I said, this ain't no more my breakfast. I just get home. See the fucking mama thing, you break it down. Bam. They need to fall in our floor again. I was going to have this demons and see them. They hung on with me. The others, Friday night, shut in. God bless them. They had some business. I'm saying the presence of the Lord was this. It was good. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. I said, I know God bless. He didn't go to sleep. I know that was true. Didn't go to sleep. What? Stay right on to the end. They didn't leave. We locked the door. The nigga, she told them, don't leave. I said, I'm telling y'all, y'all got to understand that the unity got to lie in the church. The unity got to lie in the family. These are times now where you will see a whole, that's why the confusion is in the White House. You see the division that's in the country. You see the divisiveness that people have. You see the murder and the death in the line of, the church can't be like that.
Right.
You can't be like that. You've been predestined. Predestinated to serve God and to be a light unto the world. Men of God, get in your place. Come on, 2022. Come on, we can't be the same. You have to change the thing.
Amen.
Make it a big sense. And that's why, brothers, you have to say, look at this. What can I do that can be different? I can't. Don't let me go the same way.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. And I don't want a church where ain't no men in the church. I don't want no church where ain't no brothers can't be in the church. I need brothers in the house.
Amen.
And I don't bash them, but I'm still the one straight up at 12 o'clock. Y'all can go find y'all on the family, y'all want to be straight. I'm serious. I know I'm straight up at 12 o'clock. Come on now. Ain't no sense y'all playing no games, so I don't play no games. Now when it comes to the so-and-so series, and when I call y'all, this is y'all ain't no because y'all know what I'm saying. That's why some of y'all don't answer, but y'all know what I'm saying. I'm gonna be straight up. I love y'all, but then some other
day. Amen.
Men of God, come in your right of place. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Children, obey your parents. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Women of God, be humble, submissive, obedient.
Yes.
Come on, somebody.
Amen.
I know we got a lot of understanding. I told God, I said, I'm going to help you. And I ain't going to try to tell you what to do, but I'm going to help you. Don't get that too. And every time Dawn around, he said something about eating. I said, child, y'all just stop talking about eating. Come on, go back. So the Eve gave Adam the apple. What Eve been pushing down his throat for so long. Don't put everything on me. The tempter always going to come. Well, you're going to need it. Can I read just a few verses? Thank God, amen, for amen, Proverbs, amen, woman of God, amen, sister Ned Bradley, amen. Thank you, woman of God, for being with us. Good to have you. Let me say something. But I want to say this. In the first chapter of Ephesians, I just want to drop these seven verses just to put them out there to you because the Lord has been so gracious. As Paul, being the man of God that he was, it was very important when he established the church that he would go back and reaffirm and to check on the church and make sure things were the way it should be and they had an understanding and not be swayed away from the truth. Because that's what we got to be careful of now. Because people have been persuaded to go another way and do it close to the word. That's why now most of the gospel singers, they ain't good with the R&B singers. Because they ain't putting that difference. Y'all got to say that it's real. That's why they can say jazz or whatever else they want to say. Because they say all the music have a message. But the music that we want to sing, they're going to get glory to God. So that's on the message that we're supposed to be exemplified. And the reason am I right? We're supposed to be singing songs and hymns and spiritual songs, making melody unto the Lord.
Amen.
And I'm like, not melody to your baby love. This is unto God. That's who we are. They decide to sing praises unto you. It's to God. So this is why we cannot move into this next year with a spirit of complacency. We cannot move into this next year. Amen. Praise God. Looking at all the debt that I know that God has given us the victory. We have a victory in Christ.
Yeah.
Men treat your wife as sweet. Women treat your husband like. Be the best mother you can be. Be the best father you can be. Come on, somebody. Love your sister, the bad one, one that you don't like. The one that don't like you, sometimes you don't like their way, but you still be sleeping through the same one.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Ephesians 1, Paul and the Apostle Jesus Christ, Bible of God, for the saints which are in Ephesus and to the faithful in Christ. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and the Father our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin according to the riches of his grace. Listen, it's because of Jesus we have been made partakers of this heavenly call. And because of this heavenly call, we have to keep our personal relationship intact. As we begin to go in the things of God, and as we begin to even walk in righteousness, and this foundation that's been laid, you have to build right upon the foundation. You can't be a summer, hay, or wood. This foundation has to be built. Gold. Come on. Silver. Something that can take the fire. Come on, somebody. In other words, this is Paul. Been called by the will of God, even though he persecuted the church, even though Paul, Amen, Prince, I was one that, Amen, Prince, I was arrested the same. The time came when his time to be Jesus was imminent. He had to come before the Lord because the Lord had a work for him. He was called by the will of God.
Yes, yes.
Predestinated. God knew that Paul was going to persecute the church, but he knew he was going to be along the master's road and change his life.
Yes.
And the spiritual blessing that we have in Christ is not the money you make on your job. The spiritual blessing that we have is not what you're going to accumulate and have aided or change as a person, my good house, my kids, and all that. That is not the spiritual blessing that he's speaking of. He's talking about your relationship with God. Amen. What you have obtained in the realm of seeking God, loving God, obeying God, obedience is always better than sacrifice.
That's right. That's right.
And the blessing of standing and sitting in heavenly places is that we no longer is partaking with sin. So you can't sit in heavenly places and do your own thing. Sin when you get ready. Touch when you get ready. Fight when you get ready. Father when you get ready. No, if you're sitting in heavenly places, you are always conscious that I'm before God. He hears me. He sees me. He knows my thoughts.
Yes,
he knows our thoughts before God. He knows what you're going to face for God.
Yes, 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 yes.
He knows that sometimes you about yourself, how the devil fight against you. Come on, here. And if you're a woman, you got to be careful that you don't get moved away from the gospel because you so into your flesh. You got to keep your flesh.
Come on now.
Man of God, you got to make sure they let you keep your eyes on him because the devil will send anything and anybody to tempt us.
Yeah.
This ain't a spiritual blessing. It comes from on high. It brings us to a place. It was, and I was sitting there listening to the pastor. Fear. What was so profound for me is, she said, as you all know, trouble is always the devil's game and orchestrate. Sometimes God is not a place to happen. So push us in his presence. Oh, yeah. He ain't there to talk. Did you know that God said, have you considered my servant? No. Listen, God said, it's almost like God told. Come on, you will hear God's voice. Put the devil on Joe, but he said, have you considered my servant Joe? He's going to listen. Joe's servant, but what you don't listen to him. Come on here. He's not telling you what. You go ahead and touch it, but don't touch his life. Oh, yeah. And everything that Joe had to go through, you would allow him that he has seen some spirit on him.
That's right.
You're not saying that he keeps the wrong, but it's all to bring glory to God. Come on here. Your trouble, amen, is not even to push you away. Your trouble is to push you to God. Come on, but sometimes we didn't have trouble. We believe in God with God.
Yeah.
We believe in the fight for the church. We believe in the fight for the plan. But sometimes the trouble pushed you in front. And I thought I should cry in front because Come on, somebody. They gonna all have us for the trouble and have you there today for the trouble. Come on. Need a fix it on the right because the Lord will deliver us. Amen. Go preach you. And listen, and when it comes to the Spirit, that's why he said, amen, preach God. We are blessed with spiritual blessings in heavenly place.
Yes, yes.
Christ. The only reason we can give a heavenly place is for all of Jesus. That's the only way we can approach God. And praise that in our lives.
Ah, Jesus.
The only way we can approach God is to come through Jesus. He's our mediator. Come on. He's not going to any other place. Amen. We don't need the priest. We got the high priest. His name is Jesus Christ. Oh, yeah. We got the high priest. That will go on in hell. You don't need a reference in
heaven.
You can even stay in heaven and fight it.
Yes, yes.
And this 2022, make yourself know you got to consecrate, Lord. Don't worry on the pastor.
Yeah.
Sanctify your own thing. Mm-hmm. Take a man. Show up in church and pray.
Yeah.
Take a money. You want to get up. Come and do something different. Stop sitting around watching TV all day long and gossip all day long and running the streets all day long.
Mama.
Here in the heavenly
place. Yes.
Well, when somebody talks about you, it's like all on the subject. How to talk about me?
That's it.
I can die by other people on the subject. Keep it going. Run your mouth. Run your mouth.
Yes.
Keep it talking.
Yes.
Talk. Now, you got to pay for a conversation. That's the one thing the church is for. If you live right, you should not even worry about those
things. All right.
Man, these people have these the wood. They have these of everything. I said, good God, if I'm going to have somebody tell us about I'm going in the woods, you're going to lose your mind. No, I'm going to burn it. Ain't nobody taking you in the woods. I'm just saying, you know I'm right. I'm putting it out there. You say don't. I'm going to see y'all with a joke that I'm going in the woods. You done lost your mind. I'm just saying. I've been put in the woods. I've been put on the beach. I've been living. Honey, I have never worried about none of that stuff. Because what another man can y'all ain't saying nothing.
Yeah.
Come on. Well, we got to always fall apart when we hear lies about us. If you fall apart, then you must be for what?
That's right.
Come on, somebody. Tell these people talk about Jesus. These sure know that Jesus. Yeah. Yeah, talk about him. Who am I? They call him a wise because they say he was a drunk. That's what they say about Jesus.
That's right.
That's what they call him. And they know the resemblance that he drank no strong drink.
Everything.
Nigga, for God, I mean everything.
Yeah.
Sometimes you by yourself and the enemy wants you to do something you know ain't right. I know you need to stop the devil in this place. That's one way you get your victory. When the children come and he and you're up there crying and you go and say something, I know you need to tell the devil to get out of there. You have to stand strong in times nobody else ain't around.
That's
good up for him. Glorified. And when you leave this place, it's when you leave it.
Yeah.
Because we've been pre-tested unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ himself. Children by him, according to the good pleasure with it's in the Father's good pleasure to make us part of him. That's why I'm pretty much a happy person, you know. I'm an upbeat person because I like life. You know? I ain't gonna say y'all have my home. Everybody has their moments.
That's right.
But I'm just telling you people, I choose to just be happy.
Yeah.
I'm happy with a cup of coffee in the morning. Yeah. I told myself I love to see the truth. So I'm going back to church so I can look at God's trees out there.
Mm-hmm.
And you know the birds, because I'm being here, I said that bird bite my shoulder. You know what, I'm like, put me a bird feed out there.
Mm-hmm.
And they start food, too much of me bad. But anyway. What I just like is, keep still, fly. Keep back there. Soon I don't know when the bird is fly. Okay, y'all. The Lord don't like this. He don't like the kids, the Lord Jesus. He don't like the lizards. But that's the way they live. They live on our house. Listen, anybody grow up in the pool should be able to sit on the cross. Grow up in the pool, and he don't kill us. Trying to get away from the cross. We live together for a while. And she told me, you need to move your plants off the porch. Because the cross,
Mm-hmm.
But if you have somebody else hug them, don't get your arms and give them people their husband back. Get them all their wives back. Come on, somebody. You ain't supposed to say that. Lord, please. I say yes to heaven and take it to the deep. That's what I tell you. Come on, somebody. Amen. In other words, you got to take all I need to do for the team. I said, baby, I'm faithful to the bold for the dog here. Amen. I don't have those discipline. Come on here. Press your teeth. Hey, do something. Woo! Thank you, God.
When God did everything, you must be everything as a parent.
Let me tell y'all how to love your children. Love them and righteousness.
Amen. Amen.
Love them and righteousness. Tell them what's right. Don't lie when you know it's a man.
That's right.
I said, don't give your children no lie. I said, just don't lie when it's a man. But some of y'all are in school. Show up with your child. You better be careful. But I'm sure to show yourself. What I'm saying is, because they didn't want God to come and say something. Y'all know, baby. We about to get to the 12 o'clock hour, but y'all know about 10 minutes till we just begin to pray. It's been the 12 o'clock hour, amen. Amen. I love y'all. I gave y'all a chance to testify, but some of y'all won't testify. So this 2022 gonna bring blessings to your life when you obey God and understand to live. You've been adopted. You are part of the kingdom, and you got to have a kingdom mindset.
That's right.
Y'all can't put y'all feelings. I mean, all that shit, some of this stuff y'all was feeling, leave it.
That's right.
Leave it. Don't pick it up. If it helps you, you know it's a foolishness.
Yeah.
Leave it. God will bless you when you obey his word. Am I right?
Amen, amen.
Nobody knows what we're going to face. Our children are facing one of the most crucial times. In our life, to see what's happening in the world. Y'all, this ain't easy. Y'all understand what the attack that our children are under?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Y'all better keep them in the house of God. Keep them under the umbrella of prayer.
That's right.
Keep them in the house, baby. Cover your children in prayer. Leave them to the house when you come to church. Cover them. Keep them under the umbrella. Praise God. Amen. Let's give God a hand clap of praise. Amen. I want to say, praise God, promise the woman of God, amen. Praise God, promise of this, amen. Lord God, to come and just give us a fresh word. Whatever Lord put on your heart, amen. Let's give God praise and power. Amen. Give us a blessing. Have her, amen. 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 Good God, give praise to the Lord.
You got enough on yourself. What about the government? You got enough on yourself.
wouldn't get stale, but it would always be fresh. Hallelujah. He brought us out. He brought us through the water. He took us through the wilderness. Glory be. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He did it for us, people of God. He did it for you. He did it for me. Hallelujah. But we got to start ourselves. We got to shake ourselves. Amen. I tell you what, in 2022, hallelujah, when I see bread.
Nothing from nothing. Amen. Nothing from nothing.
got to go higher. We got to celebrate our lives no matter what we see. Glory be to God. But listen, we got to get into that word. And that word will challenge our minds. That word will challenge us. Glory be to God. It will challenge us to go up higher. It will challenge us. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going about a long way. Amen. Listen, listen, listen to God. Listen. Listen, let me tell you something. We are the church. Is in its greatest hour.
You better
say that one to God. Yes. The church is in its greatest hour. There's been a whole lot going on in the earth. And the church has been singing a whole lot.
Yes.
But the Lord is saying now, it's time for us to break the silence. It's time for us to break the silence. Amen. We just stop us long enough.
Yes.
And the Lord needs your voice. He needs your voice. The earth needs your voice. Amen. Hallelujah. We can't just be lost to the Lord God. Amen. Your voice of influence. Your voice. Glory to God. Will be your family. Your voice of interpretation. Your voice of the sound. It's time. It's time for us to take the kingdom. God is ready to do something in the earth. There is an unveiling that's about to happen in the earth. There's a manifestation that's about to happen in the earth. Listen, don't be left behind. Don't be left behind looking at your brother like your sister. Glory be to God. Don't be left behind if there's a glory be to God. Hallelujah. Listen, keep in mind there's a manifestation that's about to happen in the earth. Hallelujah. And the Lord sees you. He sees you. All we got to do is with you. Yield to the will of God. Yield to the will of God. Just yield. Glory to God. Listen, we can no longer just be talking to be talking. We ain't got nothing. Sound like that. It's time out for that. Talking to just be talking. Amen. But that's the word that it's time for us to be alive. Amen. Let God be God. And every man's Delilah. Exalt the Lord, Jesus God. Amen. He's a letter. Change our mindset. Let us change our expectancy. Amen. Let us expect something of the Lord. He's able to perform it. He's able to do it. Amen. He's able to do it exceedingly. Abundantly. Above all that we can ask, and the scripture says, or think. But you got to come one with the power that worketh within you. Amen. God bless you, people of God. We are so faithful. Hallelujah. Amen. To say, oh, thank you, God, alone with me. I said, well, God, you're excited with me. Amen. I'm going to talk about it. We are real excited. Hallelujah. We're with me all tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to your God. I'm excited. Amen. I'm going to press yourself. Glory to God. But we got to be in the right place at the right time. We got to be in the right frame of mind. Amen. We got to be in the right frame of mind now. Hallelujah. We can't be all here. And the Lord can't be right here. Amen. Jesus, it's time to fall there. It's time to fall there. Amen. The song is the song that faith is the same. And the Lord satisfied for me.
Yes.
I got questions in my mind. I got questions in my mind. Lord, am I in the right place at the right time? Lord Jesus, what is he that stands on feet? God must have amen. As I'm walking these earth, and it's just like you really want me to be. I think I want to be here, but it's just really what you want me to be. Amen, Jesus. So we got to be in the right place at the right time. There's a blessing, oh my God. There's a blessing.
Yeah.
Thank God for our honor, amen, hallelujah.
We love you, Lord. Amen. Praise God. Just want to do a little something for you for your birthday. Amen. And we appreciate the offer of you. You are amazing, so we ain't gonna never forget you. We call your pastor too while you're gone. So if you need it, you call, call me. Amen. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now let's praise the Lord. Amen. For the next few minutes, come on, somebody. Amen. 2022. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, people of God. Amen. Happy New Year. Amen. Welcome to 2022. Praise God. We have crossed over, amen, to the other side of a brand new year. Amen. A brand new year, brand new mercies. Amen. Amen. Thank God for his mercy because they're new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Amen. New year comes new mercy. Amen. So we just give God the glory. We give God the praise. We thank God, amen, for this broadcast tonight. We pray, amen, that you've been blessed. We pray that you was able to hear what thus saith the Lord. Amen. Where we're giving God the praise. Amen. People of God, let us drive and go forward in Jesus' name. Amen. This new year, amen. Dream big. Dream big for the Lord. Amen. Desire to go higher. Don't stay in that same place you were in 2021, but move up higher. Amen. Saith the Lord. Amen. So we just praise God tonight. We bless God. How the Lord has blessed us to cross over to see a brand new year. Amen. Happy New Year's, everyone. Happy New Year's. Amen. You are to sing. You are to shout. You are to celebrate and give God the praise because he's the one and the one only that has brought us over and brought us through. So we just thank God, amen, for this broadcast being recorded live, amen, at Refuge Temple, amen, in South Georgia. We thank God, amen, for, amen, our host, our evangelist, Evangelinette Bradley. Amen. We thank God for the words of thanksgiving and exhortations that we heard coming through her tonight. We just bless God. We give God the praise. We give God glory. Amen. In this new year, amen. Don't make a resolution and then not keep it. Just do it. Amen. Just do it. Whatever it is that you have in your heart that you want to do to the glory and honor of God, as long as it's in his will, people of God, we say just do it. Amen. Do it. Amen. Till God be glorified. Until God gets all the glory out of it. Concludes our broadcast for tonight. But we want to just thank and do a closing prayer. Most gracious, heavenly, wise, eternal God, our Father. We just say thank you for a new, brand new year. We thank you, oh God, for the old and into the new. We thank you for closing out the old year, God, how you brought us through the old year. But Father God, we're walking into a brand new year, a brand new season, a fresh anointing is flowing our way. Oh God, it's a season of blessings, a season of prosperity, seasons of everything that we desire of you. Oh, God, we thank you for new levels. We thank you for new heights. Oh, God, deeper depths and higher heights in you. God, we give you the praise. We give you the glory right now. Oh, God, for you alone is worthy to be praised. Father God, there is none like you tonight in all the earth. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, as we endeavor to take up on this new year, God, help us to take it one day at a time. Oh, God, help us, oh, God, to be pleasing in your sight. You get the glory out of our life. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart, let it be accepted in our sight. Oh, Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Oh, God, keep us, God. Oh, God, for we know we cannot keep ourselves. Oh, God, you brought us from a mighty long ways. Huh? And we know that you didn't bring us this far to leave us. Oh, God, but we know you're going to hold our hand. We know you're going to guide our feet. We know you're going to direct our path. Oh, God, and we know you're going to take us through in the mighty name of Jesus. Huh? Oh, God, for your glory tonight. Oh, God, it's for your glory tonight. Huh? In the mighty name of Jesus. Huh? Oh, God, we love you. We praise you. We thank you for all things. We give you praise. Thank you for this broadcast tonight, for every listener. Oh, God, that they help us, oh, God, to cross over into the new year. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, continue to remember your people, God. Oh, God, even remember those, God, that still may be afflicted in their body. We know, though, God, that you are a healer, oh, God, for both body and soul. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, do it that the Father may be glorified in the Son. In Jesus' name we pray. We say thank you. We say thank you, God. We say thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Amen. People of God, we say Happy New Year to you once again. Amen. Go in Jesus. Amen. Go in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord. Look to Jesus. Amen. We will continue our regular, amen, scheduled broadcast, amen, at 9 p.m. nightly. Amen. Once again, we will, amen, amen, pick up our regular scheduled broadcast, amen, at 9 p.m., amen, starting tonight. Amen. So, people of God, we look forward to seeing you later on. Have a blessed day in Jesus' name. Happy New Year's. Blessings unto you. Good night.
Goodbye.